You're listening to the audio production of The Winning Attitude by John C. Maxwell, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Henry O. Arnold.
Section 1. The Consideration of Your Attitude. Chapter 1. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's an attitude. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. It was a beautiful day in San Diego, and my friend Paul wanted to take me for a ride in his airplane. Being new to Southern California, I decided to see our home territory from a different perspective. We sat in the cockpit as Paul completed his instrument checks. Everything was A-OK, so Paul revved the engines and we headed down the runway. As the plane lifted off, I noticed the nose was higher than the rest of the airplane. I also noticed that while the countryside was truly magnificent, Paul continually watched the instrument panel. Since I am not a pilot, I decided to turn the pleasure ride into a learning experience. All those gadgets, I began, what do they tell you? I notice you keep looking at that one instrument more than the others. What is it? That's the attitude indicator, he replied. How can a plane have an attitude? In flying, the attitude of the airplane is what we call the position of the aircraft in relation to the horizon. By now my curiosity had been aroused, so I asked him to explain more. When the airplane is climbing, he said, it has a nose-high attitude, because the nose of the airplane is pointed above the horizon. So, I jumped in, when the aircraft is diving, you would call that a nose-down attitude. That's right, my instructor continued. Pilots are concerned about attitude of the airplane because that indicates its performance. Now I can understand why the attitude indicator is in such a prominent place on the panel, I replied. Paul, sensing I was an eager student, continued, since the performance of the airplane depends on its attitude, it is necessary to change the attitude in order to change the performance. He demonstrated this by bringing the aircraft into a nose-high attitude. Sure enough, the plane began to climb, and speed decreased. He changed the attitude, and that changed the performance. Paul concluded the lesson by saying, since the attitude of the airplane determines its performance, instructors now teach attitude flying. That conversation triggered my thinking concerning people's attitudes. Doesn't an individual's attitude dictate his performance? Does he have an attitude indicator that continually evaluates his perspective and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?